Tankers, tricolors, and cheap drones. How the Ukraine war is rewriting military doctrine. Ukraine has been running one of the most methodical military campaigns of the conflict, striking a dozen more Russian tankers as part of its Crimea fuel campaign, a strategy designed to strangle the energy supply chain that keeps Russian military operations in Crimea viable. The logic is economically precise. By forcing Russia into an unplanned defensive posture over maritime logistics, each strike amplifies damage beyond the direct hit count, raising insurance premiums and making commercial operators increasingly reluctant to service Russian military supply routes. Russia's response has been to formally re-register a significant portion of its shadow tanker fleet under the Russian flag. According to data from the Kiev School of Economics, the share of Russian-flagged vessels in what was previously a sanctions evasion shadow fleet has nearly quadrupled. The shadow fleet existed because operating under third-party flags gave Russian oil exports deniability. Moving to the Russian flag suggests Moscow has concluded that maintaining that fiction is no longer worth the operational complexity, and may carry legal advantages for requesting naval escort under international maritime law. The Pentagon is simultaneously drawing lessons from the conflict with its new massed modular aircraft program. The Defense Innovation Unit is explicitly soliciting designs for cheap, mass-produced drones that can overwhelm enemy defenses through volume rather than individual survivability. The MQ-9 Reaper, which costs roughly $32 million per aircraft, has suffered significant attrition in the Middle East. Ukraine has demonstrated that cheap drones can degrade expensive air defense systems through sheer numbers, the same logic now being applied to tanker strikes. The challenge, analysts note, is that the doctrine change is getting ahead of the logistics. Mass production of small drones at military specification requires a manufacturing base that does not currently exist at scale in the United States. China, by contrast, already has civilian drone manufacturing at scale through companies like DJI, which is why the U.S. military banned DJI equipment in 2021. And that industrial base can be militarized relatively quickly. The reflagging of Russia's shadow fleet also carries implications for global oil markets. Sanctioned Russian crude had been finding its way to India and China through that shadow fleet infrastructure. Making those flows more directly Russian-flagged may give secondary sanctions enforcement new teeth, a development worth watching as Treasury and State decide how aggressively to pursue those leads.